This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company again is Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Let me give you some contact information, and I'm going to be telling you what we do, but our contact information is we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmon Heights, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'll repeat that several times throughout the show, so if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute, or schedule a complimentary consultation, you can call us that number, or you can visit us at our website at leaveallegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, my daughter and myself, collectively, from, I'd say, people from Eastern Ohio, I'd say at least half, maybe sometimes more than half, depending on what time of the year and so forth, and Western Pennsylvania. Of course, they've moved. Pre-retirees and retirees, although we do have some younger people and business professionals, collectively for over 70 years. That's not 7 years. You heard right, over 70 years. I'm a master certified estate planner. She's a certified estate planner. So that website that I gave you earlier, leaveallegacy.com, I had one of our clients come in. We're going to be talking about taxes in a minute. And she says, you're right. I've been on your website. There is lots of information. I says, you know something? I tell people that on the radio show, and I wonder how many people actually visit that. There's a wealth of free information. You can literally spend hours. And one of the informations on that site is called On-Demand Seminars, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here are some of the seminars that's on that, and they're going to be 16 eventually, since we get them finalized, or just about finalized. But right now, we have one on Social Security. So if you're thinking about retiring, and you're not sure if you should collect it or postpone or delay it, you're not really sure, well, my daughter is probably the only advisor from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania that's in our business that actually worked for the Social Security office. I can't say there isn't any other one. I don't know that for a fact, but if there is, there can't be more than a handful. So we have experience in that area. We have a mini seminar that's on Leave a Legacy. Go on to the on-demand seminars. There's a quiz that you can take before you watch the seminar, or you can wait till after you take it or watch the seminar, or do it before and afterward, test how much information you've gained. Free reports you can download. There's one on Are You Ready to Retire? That's a definite must. How about a paycheck for life, income? If you have money in the market or money in the bank, can you rely on a steady stream of income besides your Social Security? So you might want to check out this mini seminar on leaveallegacy.com on-demand seminar. It's called Guaranteed Income. That's right. You heard the word guaranteed. You can't say that with stocks. Paycheck for life is what I like to call it. It says guaranteed income. Besides Social Security, many people, we believe, should have at least a piece of that. So they have Social Security, and this is your no-so money. Not your so-so money, but your no-so money. There's also one on estate planning, wills, trusts, etc. And again, they have quizzes as well. Again, these are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement. And by the way, folks, this is in writing, but I heard one of the things that's on the drawing board, guess what they're talking about? Getting rid of the tax deduction for the 401ks. So if they go there, they might consider 403Bs and IRAs. Now, actually, that's a good thing. That's be a big banana for our business because I've been talking about these ticking time bombs. But a lot of people like that because it's taken out of their paycheck. It's a forced saving. They get the tax deduction. But, boy, you'll pay at the other end. So we have a mini seminar that you might want to brush up called How to Have a Tax-Free Retirement. And if for some reason they don't get rid of that, but they're talking about it, guess what probably might happen? Taxes might go up. Go to usdebtclock.org. Click on that. You can download an app on your phone even. USDebt, D-E-B-T, clock.org. It'll shock you. Your head will spin. So how to have a tax-free retirement. One's on women and wealth. So those are the mini seminars. Check those out. Where are those on-demand seminars? At leaveaLegacy.com. LeaveAlegacy.com. So let me ask you a couple questions. One of the things we ask people all the time, and I'm going to ask the listening audience, what is your largest expense? Now, it might be the same for everybody, but for many, what is your largest expense? You know what the answer is? Taxes. But many people don't think of taxes. Well, one of the things we do after we have that 5, 10, and 15-minute call, either we set up a meeting with Zoom or a webinar, or we email you, or you come in person, we do a discovery. It's called a fact finder. And then we give you some homework for you to complete, like expenses and a risk or capacity score test that you'll take to see about suitability. And then we're going to build that retirement roadmap on the second meeting to see, based on your expenses, your income, if you have a pension, your Social Security, inflation, rate of return, date of death, are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse if you're married, if you're not married, for you to last until you die? Do you have a written plan? Do you know that? So what is your largest expense? For most people, it is taxes. We have a website for that, two websites actually. One is innovationtaxservice.com. That's one of the things we do is tax preparation. And the good news is I'm doing this on Thursday, late Thursday night, which is the 18th of March, and they're extending it to what? May 17th, not April 15th. No penalties or interest. And of course, you could have filed the extension to October 15th after that, but this does not require you to do anything. So we were kind of glad because they got a late start with the e-filing, not till February 12th. So they've extended it, and you don't have to do anything till May the 17th. That's on a Monday. So if you haven't got there, done your taxes, give us a call. We do tax preparation and tax planning. Very important. So we have a website called innovationtaxservice.com. What do we charge? Typically, $150. That's for federal and your state, Pennsylvania, Ohio. We have all 50 states. If you have a local return, it's $10 extra. Doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s you have. Schedule D, that includes in that same price, no extra fee for that. If you have 10 trades, we include that. If you have more than 10 trades, but less than 25 or 50, give us a call. We'll give you a price on how many you have, but that's included in that 150 is Schedule D, 10 trades. Schedule E is also included in that. Most firms charge more for that. That's what is Schedule E, oil and gas or rental. Now, if you have a Schedule C, that's a self-employed person, a proprietorship, depending on the complexity, anywhere from 25 to 35. Most are 35, but I've seen a case where we've done some for 25. If you have a corporation, I can assure, bring us your price. We definitely beat corporations. And you had to have your corporation extensions by March 15th. And you got till September 15th to do those. So, but we do tax planning. And if you have a high income, go to the other website, that Innovation Tax Service. That's our regular tax service, InnovationTaxService.com. But go to this website. It's called EliteTaxReduction.com. EliteTaxReduction.com. So we do tax preparation, tax planning. We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. We do estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. When we say we work with other law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. That's also a must. Then when it comes to the investment financial services, when it comes to retirement financial planning, you name the investment or savings, I can't say we have everything. We have most things. We like to describe it like a traffic light. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. Red money is anything to go up and down, stocks, bonds, ETFs, gold, silver. Nothing wrong with having 5 to 10%. We have that. Anything that can go up and down is considered risk. Variable annuities, that's red money. Green money is where you cannot lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. That would be savings bonds, fixed annuities. Index annuities. Fixed annuities can be like a CD anywhere from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have some that are paying way higher than the bank. And then we call enhanced index annuities, or known as FIAs, or a fixed index annuity. And like every strategy, I don't care if it's stocks, bonds, there's good, bad, and ugly. They all have their pros and cons. So these FIAs have pros and cons. There's some dogs out there, but guess what? There's some very attractive ones that over the past 10 years, some of them have anywhere from 6 to 10, 12% of return with a downside risk. You ready for this? Zero. So they all have their pros and cons. That's why we need that suitability, that questionnaire sheet. So if you want more information, what we do, the first step was set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Give us a call at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. We'll come back. We're going to talk about, have you done anything to create a tax-free retirement? How much of your retirement accounts are yours? And do you have cash to pay taxes on your IRA, profit sharing, or plan distributions? So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is InnovationTaxService.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is InnovationTaxService.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. If we get a chance on this segment, we're going to talk about taxes. And then I want to talk about What have you done to create a tax-free retirement income? I bet right now I'm getting a blank stare for most of you. You know, most people we talk to will say they have assets in the retirement planning, for example, 401k, 403b, 457 plan, thrift program, IRA, simple IRA, KIA, or whatever, but very few people will tell us they have a plan to turn those accounts into tax-free retirement. And many people think if you're talking about a Roth, well, that's certainly one aspect, but we have other strategies. I call them like super Roths. If you want to learn more about that, I'm going to give you a phone number, but it's something you may want to think about, something you want to think about. And then how much of your retirement account belongs to you? You know, a lot of people think when they get their statement, their name's on it, so it all belongs to them. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. The IRS has a lien on it. And if they're talking about going after these rich folks, people making $400,000, you know, one of the things they had is they don't maybe tax, they don't have tax maybe over $400,000, but one of the things they might do is create a tax not on your income, but on assets you already own, like qualified accounts. I can remember years ago they had an excise tax of 15% on top of the ordinary one. Will they bring that back? I don't know. They're looking for ways to raise money. They're talking about having another bill for infrastructure, the green energy of $4 trillion, and they're talking about of that $4 trillion, you know, like the 1.9, this is $4 trillion, double that, but $2 trillion of getting that from some type of giving up tax deductions or raising taxes. On who or what, we'll have to wait and see. But now's the time to do some planning. Go to usdebtclock.org and you'll see what I'm talking about. Do you have cash to pay taxes on your IRA or profit-sharing program? These are all things that are very important. And if you aren't having a conversation with your broker, in all fairness to the broker, they're not allowed to give tax advice. So you're probably not going to get that information. That's why you might want to give us a call so we can have a conversation. So let me give you that phone number again. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, a 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in person, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. So let's talk about COVID-19 tax relief measures after the new tax law. You may or may not be aware of some of these. On December 27, 2020, just about less than 3 months ago, January, February, not quite 3 months, the new Consolidated Appropriations Act, known as the CAA, became law. Until then, several temporary COVID-19 related tax relief measures were set to expire on December 31st, 2020. By the way, this information comes from the Bradford Tax Institute, which I belong to. So if you'd like to get a copy of this, I can email to you or mail to you. He says, until then, several temporary COVID-19 related tax relief measures were set to expire, as I mentioned earlier on a previous sentence, December 31st, 2020. We have covered some of the changes in COVID-19 relief, boost temporary tax deductions and credits. We're going to cover some of those. This was 5,593 page. Now, this is a big one here. You may or may not be aware of this. I think most people don't. You can borrow $100,000 from your IRA and pay it back within 3 years with no tax consequences. Were you aware of that? Let me repeat that. You can borrow $100,000 from your IRA, pay it back within 3 years with no tax consequences. It says, thanks to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security Act, known as what? The CARES Act. And IRA owners were adversely affected by COVID-19, like a lot of people. Were eligible to take favored coronavirus-related contributions from their IRAs during 2020, but only during 2020. You could take as much as $100,000. You could then could re-contribute a CRD back into your IRA within 3 years of the withdrawal date and treat the withdrawal in later recontribution as a federal income tax-free rollover. In effect, the CRD drill allowed you to borrow up to $100,000 from IRAs, then contribute or repay the amounts at any time up to 3 years later, with no federal income tax consequences when it's all said and done. There are no limitations on what you can use CRD funds during the 3 years. Now, here's a status report. The CAA does not extend the CRD beyond 2020. Well, we're doing this in 2021. But it clarifies that similar tax rules can apply to IRA distributions taken by folks who are affected by specified future disasters. So if you like more information on that, let us know. We can send you this article. It's got several other things they talk about. There's some business tax breaks thanks to the recently enacted CAA. There's 100% deductions for business meals. How about that one? Provided by restaurants. He said he mentioned it in the last month, but have it here again. Under the new law, you may deduct 100% of the cost of business-related food and beverages provided to restaurants in 2021 and 2022. Most of those were limited to T&E or the 50%, and they kind of did away with the miscellaneous. But you get 100% for business. The provided by language ensures that this break applies equally to takeout and sit-down meals. In the past, you could only generally deduct only 50% of the cost of business meals. The temporary 100% deduction rule is intended to help restaurants survive COVID-19 economic fallout. Good idea. This is 2021 and 2022. Work opportunity credit extended for 5 years. Your business can claim the work opportunity tax credit, called the what? WOTC, we call it WOTC, W-O-T-C, for hiring members of 10 target groups before the CAA. The WOTC applied to the first year wages paid to qualify employees who were hired before 2021. There's a lot more in this report, and also the PPP, Payroll Protection Plan. Now on Schedule C, self-employed, they go in the gross receipt, line 7, not line 31, gross receipt. I know there's a lot of gig workers sometimes have a negative after they take out their expenses. This is on the gross, and it was supposed to expire the end of March 31st. Well, they've already passed it in the House. They're going to extend it to May 31st. It gives the SBA time to process till June 30th, but it hasn't gone through the Senate yet. So I'd encourage you to get those in. And of course, you take that and you do what? 2.5 times divided by 12. And then the EIDL program, there's some news. There's people in Herman Age up by State Street. They're considered low to medium. They could qualify to get that grant up to $10,000 if you only got $1,000. For employee, you only got $1,000 or $2,000, $3,000. You're probably getting an email. I know people from Sharon. We're in Linden Point. That doesn't count. If you go the other route toward 62 and Harmony, it doesn't count. But areas down, you know, by the plaza and those areas, that seems to be in the area. If you want to know more information about the PPP, the EIDL program, you know, give us a call. If you're having trouble getting the loans process, I have some sources for that as well. So call us on that. Now, we come back. We're going to talk about the economy. I heard Harry Dent in live today on one of my real estate workshops. I'll talk a little bit about that. I'll talk about what Zach's have to say. You'll see a complete flip between these two people or these two institutions. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you this important message. If you want to set up that 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, please give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Go to our on-demand seminar. Lots of good information. So please, this is an important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So if you didn't get a chance to write this number down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So the first report we're going to be talking about is Zacks and why stocks are poised to soar. And then we'll talk about Harry Dent, what he says the end is near. He's talking about the NASDAQ maybe decline as much as 80 to 90%. And then the S&P maybe 40 or 50%. And I don't have his slides with me. They're going to send them to me, so maybe I'll go into more detail about that. So, you know, there's good and bad and ugly. The question, who's right and who's wrong? The question is, how much can you afford to retire? Are you near retirement or can you ride it out? Have you taken that questionnaire sheet that will show you? Have you done the retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on? Are you going to have money, enough money to last? That's an exercise that you should be doing. And based on that information, you can talk about maybe you have different allocation, different buckets of money. Maybe you don't have very much and you're looking for that other strategy where you can get, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10% historically, but no downside. Or maybe you've got a lot of money and you want to be a stock picker, or you want some managed accounts, or you're an active, or you're tactical, or you're a strategic. One size does not fit all. But the questionnaire sheet, building a retirement roadmap, doing that suitability, that capacity risk score will tell you a lot. And then we stress test it. That's something you should do. So if you're interested and set up that meeting or learn more about it, give us a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963. So here's what Zach said. It says, new initial jobless claims came out this morning, and they weren't good. They were expecting about 700,000. They almost hit 800,000. They said this is up 45,000 from the upwardly revised 725,000, the highest number we've seen in 5 weeks. So that's why the market didn't really like that quite as well. Continuing claims continued their steady gradual lower slope to 4.124 million from 4.14 million the previous week. However, we point out just about every week, Americans unemployed due to the coronavirus pandemic are picked up by the PUA, known as the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, which has received a renewal in the American Rescue Plan, $300 a week through September 6. Speaking of the PUA, though these weekly figures have gone down, suggesting there is some strength in the labor market not detected directly by these weekly headline numbers, last week, 282,000 unemployed Americans collected from PUA. But that's way down from the 479,000 in the previous read. Perhaps the massive hiring we've seen in the leisure and hospitality space and the federal government's non-farm payroll numbers early this month has taken care of a good deal of the longer-term unemployment citizens. We'll have to see. Meanwhile, today's Philly Fed headline for March blew the doors of expectations, 51.8 versus 22.0 expected. Now, these monthly records are not the most stable of economic metrics, but we have not seen that big a boost of manufacturing productivity from the ninth largest economy and sixth largest city in the U.S. for nearly 30 years. This number basically double the highest points we've seen following the pandemic shutdown we've seen in spring from 2020. Again, this comes from Zacks. It says, Federal Chair Jay Powell speaks public again later today. I'll have to see what he said. And he says, the market indexes are down at this point, which they were. They did end up down. Now, some things are coming out is existing home sales, March 22nd are coming out. New home sales, March 23rd. Dual orders, March 24th. Crude inventories, March 24th. So now, why are stocks soared, are poised to soar, according to Zach? Well, since the pandemic lows in late March last year, the Dow has surged more than, you ready for this, 81% from the bottom, March 23rd. The S&P by 81%, the NASDAQ by 113%, and the small cap Russell 2000 by more than 144%. It's been a record-setting move, but the best part, he said, it looks like there's a lot more upside. This is according to Zacks. Then we'll talk about what Harry has to say. Why stocks are poised to soar, according to Zacks. That was echoed by Goldman Sachs when they forecast the market to hit 4,300 by the end of 2021. That's 8.6% from here. And 4,600 by the end of 2022. That's another 7%. On top of that, all in all, that represents 16.2% increase from where we are today. So are they right? Well, we'll have to see. These are historical times for both the economy and the market. If you play it right, according to Zacks, you could transform your portfolio. If you're not a do-it-yourselfer, you might want to come in and talk about us to see how much money you should have in the red money. If you're not really sure, then maybe you should play that strategy I talked about as the green money, those FIAs. History in the making. Q3 GDP showed a 33.4% growth rate, which was the largest in history. Q4 GDP jumped 4.1%, which, aside from Q3, was the highest quarterly growth rate in more than 6 years. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is forecasting Q1 of 2021 GDP to come in at 5.9%, and the full year GDP for 2021 expect to grow at the fastest in 38 years. We've seen record job growth over the last 10 months. Home sales recently hit a 15-year high. Retail sales have previously hit an all-time high, and interest rates, even though today was about 1.75, still are near zero, he says, at all-time lows, are expected to stay for the next 3 years or longer. So a lot of people think they're going to creep up a little bit, maybe hit that 2.5%, then come back down. So we'll have to wait and see. So he talks about the vaccines, getting people back in the workforce, the stimulus, and then, you know, 40% of the people are estimated on the poll that they're not going to spend it. They're going to invest it. So that may be $40 billion into the market. That could cause it to go up. Then what does Harry Dent say? Well, he's been right. He's been wrong on a lot of things. He was right on the Nikkei market. The Japanese market has never, ever recovered to hitting the highs like the 37 in 1989 when it went down. Now, he talked about the roaring 2000s. He talked about the Dow hitting an enormous number. It never hit that. The trend was there, but he was off on the number. But he'd been right on a lot of things. He does demographics as his prognostication. He talks about gold and silver. He said is not going to be in vogue. He thinks it's going to go the other way. The dollar will be strong. He's talking about the treasury might be a good place to put the money for 2 years. Because why? If the rates, the 30-year treasury, 2.5%, and if it drops all the way down to 0.5%, you can make quite a bit of money on that. Then as the stocks, especially the tech stocks, 80-90%, he's prognosticating over the bottom of 2022, and this could happen almost any time. April, May, it's coming, he says. Then you could buy back. So, folks, here's the question I've said many, many times. I give you a variety. Who's right? Who's wrong? You need to do a plan. A plan for you. Your temperament, do that capacity, suitability score, put you on a plan. You got Social Security. I talk about if you need another layer of income, that paycheck for life, that guaranteed income is another layer. Maybe you could put some money in the red money. But if you have very little money, you might want to talk about that green money strategy where you could participate in the upside with no downside. Manage indexes. Now, every strategy has pros and cons. So if you'd like to set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free or get your taxes. You still got till May 17th. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us at our website at leaveaLegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V-E, aLegacy.com. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics. We're going to talk about what Jim Richards says. Where's my check, brother? My stimulus. Wokeness, he said, is not free, and much, much more. So please listen to the support message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you haven't got your stimulus check, you got to be careful and file. They're going to use 2019 or 2020. I had a lady who cashed in a bunch of stuff. She had a big influx in money. So what we did, she was past it. So you know what we're doing? We're not going to file it until until April 15th. Now she extended out until she gets her check. So you can use 2019 or 20. So if you're single, now the range is 75 to 80, not 75 to 100. If you're married, it's now 150 to 160, not 200. Head of household, 112,500 to 120. You can go to irs.gov and check on my payment, put your information, it can tell you where your checks is. But if it was mailed last time, they're mailing out about $7 million a week. Many of them aren't even in the hopper yet. They didn't even send them out yet. But if you got a refund, or if you're in a lower income, I know people last Friday got their checks, and people Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday automatically being deposited. You're not really sure, go to that site. But be surprised, it may not be in there yet, at irs.gov, get my payment. Now, here's something interesting. Evidence that the COVID virus started as a Chinese bioweapon keeps mounting. Now, that's my opinion. Let's see what here Jim Richards has to say. When the COVID virus spread from Wuhan, China, around the world in January and February, and actually I think it started before that, most observers were properly concerned about the characteristics of the virus itself and the proper public health response. Still, some zeroed in on the question of how the virus was released in the first place. I'm sure you thought about that. Here are two leading theories, according to Jim Richards. The coronavirus jumped from animals to humans as a result of contact. You probably heard that before. In a wet market in Wuhan. Wet markets are mostly open air stalls where Chinese can buy exotic animals such as bats, pangolins, a type of anteater, snakes, rodents, and civet cats. I'm sure that makes you hungry, just me saying them. Some of these animals, especially bats, can carry coronaviruses, and those viruses can jump to humans in a process called zoonotic transfer. The second theory is that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a top-secret bio-research facility, admits to conducting genetic modification research on bat coronavirus, which has been cited in the past for inadequate safety procedures. And that's where I think it started. It started from here, and we gave them money to take this virus and study it. But China initially denied the laboratory theory and supported the wet market theory. But China never allowed an independent investigation and never cooperated with international agencies trying to learn more. I wonder why. A recent WHO delegation to Wuhan consisted of hand-picked Chinese sock puppets who whitewashed the Chinese role with inconclusive mutterings. The Chinese had antiseptically scrubbed down the Wuhan wet market a year earlier, so there was no possibility of finding any evidence one way or the other. And China then went on to spin other theories that blame everything from frozen food packaging to a U.S. lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland. China's blame game produced wildly inconsistent theories not backed by any evidence. That's typical of them. But that didn't matter. The effort was propaganda, exercise designed to divert attention away from the Wuhan lab. Meanwhile, the U.S. intelligence community has continued to find evidence that points in the direction of a leak of a bioweapon from the lab. There's more going on here than just another blame game. China was criminally negligent in their handling of the outbreak, regardless of the source. If the source was the laboratory, which now appears likely, China's responsibility is even greater, and the entire sequence could be considered a crime against humanity. a claim that SORT could result not in millions or billions, but trillions of dollars in damages in the context of a class action suit or criminal prosecution. And those damages could easily be collected by converting Chinese $1.4 trillion of holdings, and guess what, in U.S. Treasury securities, into a trust fund for the benefit of the COVID victims to be administered by the U.S. court-appointed fiduciary. This could play out over a year, but the Chinese concerns about the outcome will result in China reducing holdings of Treasury notes and buying hard-to-seize assets, such as physical gold. Investors today can get ahead of both trends. So what say you? I'd like to hear from you. So let's talk what else is in the politics. Well, Joey was interviewed on ABC, but guess what he had? He had his 3x5 cards. So here's one thing he said. He calls, Russia recalls envoy after Biden says killer Putin will pay the price. Well, I think they need to set up a judo match because Joey likes to take people behind the back alley or the gym and beat them up. But I think he's going to have a match for Putin because Putin has a black belt. And, of course, Joey will probably have a hard time finding the location anyways. And he's an elderly person, so I think what Putin probably will do is put a blanket or cover over him. He's trying to say that, you know, Russia, they rigged the election. No, it's more likely China. And then, since he's making friends with Putin, our president, JB, known as Joe Biden, he's also is making enemies with the Mexican president. The Mexican president got along with Donald very well, but according to the Political Animal News, jaws drop when Mexico's president said these two words about Joe Biden. And what were some of those words? Elected as president of Mexico in 2018, Andrés Manuel López maintained a cordial relation with Donald Trump during the last 2 years of office. A lot of Americans have been wondering if their friendship could carry over into the new Biden administration. But jaws dropped when Mexico's president said these two words about Joey. When Andrés Manuel López was first elected president of Mexico in 2018, most of the left cheered for him as they expected him to serve an enemy of Donald Trump. However, López and Donald Trump ended up working closely together on illegal immigration, with López increasing border enforcement on the side of the border. In fact, the two became so close that most media outlets referred to their friendship as an unlikely bromance. You hear that? Bromance. B-R-O. But now that Joe Biden's president, a lot of folks were wondering if the friendship would carry over into the new White House. And López just revealed the answer in a scathing criticism of Joe Biden, referring to him as a migrant president. Those are the two words. Migrant president whose policies are boosting illegal immigration and drug cartels. Of course, now Joey's saying, go home. Go home to your cities. They see him as the migrant president, and so many feel they're going to reach the United States. So those are the kind of words that's going on. So, folks, where are we heading? I think we're on a slippery slope. I'm praying that the filibuster is dead. If they get the filibuster, folks, abolished, we are doomed. But this I can promise you. Who's in charge? JB's not in charge. The Democrats not in charge. God Almighty. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the first and the last. He loves all. He loves Joey. He loves Nance. He loves Chucky. He loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. However, there can be a point, like when Moses went to the Pharaoh. Lots of opportunity, but his heart became harder and harder and harder. He stands at the door. Knocks. We have to open the door because you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? Man's appointed once to die. Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. Do you want to stand in front of the great wasteland road judgment for non-believers because you'll spend eternity in hell, or the Bema judgment, or the judgment seat of Christ where your works is tested, but you'll be in heaven? It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. The Bible is very clear. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The secret to spending eternity in heaven, it's really not a secret. James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. It means you have to ask for repentance, for forgiveness. We are sinners. All of us sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Ask for forgiveness. Then do what? What's the next step? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. The God, not a God, because he's admitting it in your heart. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me being Jesus. So here's my question to you. Who do you say he is? Is he the God, or is he a lunatic or a liar? Your soul, your eternity, is very, very, very important. It's the most important decision you could possibly make. We have another radio show we do on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM. It's called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. Not 10 ways, not 50 ways. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning. And this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.